Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what you're told.
Hey everybody, my name is Russell Foisy. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome everybody from around the planet. Thank you so much for listening whenever you can. Our live link is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio, and we are an iHeart Radio podcast. Happy New Year, everyone. 2022, our first episode of the new year. Where has time gone by? Seems very strange to me. It seems like we were just in the year 2000, and here comes 22 years rolling by. 2022. Has everybody made New Year's resolutions? I've made a couple, and I'm going to be very positive to get those accomplished this year. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. There's a letter in between those words that stands for automatic negative thought syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. The inspiration for this song was simple. Someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing, so I did something about it. I went home and wrote a song about this conversation. Only took me probably about 15 to 20 minutes, that quick. I say this every week on the show. Can't is a word we do not recognize. You can do anything you set your mind to, especially in music. These lyrics were certainly quick, as I just mentioned, but it always doesn't work out that way. You know, when you're looking at a blank Word document on your laptop, you have a melody, you have a title in your head. Now it's time to be a storyteller, get some lyrics down. And I try to keep it very fun. I'm just thinking of words, ideas. They don't have to make sense. Don't even have to finish a complete sentence. It's just the start of the process. I want to make it fun. And that's the way I do it. I'm not afraid to save it, go back to it, take my time. And before you know it, you have a finished song ready to take into the studio. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcasts, as I mentioned, including iHeartRadio on their website and their app. Our replay in iHeart is tomorrow on Friday, and we're so very proud to be part of the iHeartRadio family. Thank you very much. Our radio show concept was really started based on my first CD titled Original Lyric Stream. My dream come true with my recorded songs and lyrics seems like quite a long time ago. It was actually in 2013. My website, RussellFoisyMusic.com. Let me spell my last name. That's Foisy. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums, produced a third, Cam Lorum's Writing in the Stars. And breaking news, I'm currently in the studio now recording my new 5-track EP. It's going great. Another studio session coming up on January 14th. Release date, probably March or April, somewhere in there. And I also have some surprise producer projects coming up as well, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead in this new year and talk about their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. That's what the show is really about, to kind of dig in and, you know, understand the meaning and, you know, their own personal stories behind the songs. Let me bring in my good friend, sound engineer, Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Bill, Happy New Year. Please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Happy New Year. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, if you like our show, tell your friends about us. Share our link. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio. You can like or subscribe or even follow the show. There's a comment section there as well. just leave us a comment. Be glad to hear from you. Also, you can let our guests know that you enjoyed them as well. And we all certainly thank you for your support. Boy, lots of things going on already this year. We got David Bowie catalog sold. We got the NFL playoffs coming on. You're in the studio. We got all the new guests lined up. Man, let's go. I'm ready. I'm excited.
I'm ready too. Yeah, a lot of artists are selling their catalog. Good for them, you know. And they're getting quite a bit of money for it. So, they're going to put that money to use and invest it, probably passing it down to their grandkids and family. And, that's it's really cool that they're doing that. Yeah, we got a great, great guest tonight. I'll give her two greats. We've had her on a couple times before, and we'll have her on as many times as she wants to be on.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get it going. Let me introduce, and you're viewing a slideshow, by the way, and picture show of Piali Ganguly. You're viewing a great slideshow and collaborations she has been working with. This is a great opening track. This is titled Hope.
Love never dies. It lives eternally as it pulsates in the everlasting rhythm of creational harmony. Let's forfeit every negative trait in our lives with dignity. Accept what our inner knowledge and balanced wisdom counsel us to do. Somewhere deep inside, I know that in so doing, we strengthen ourselves for unavoidable predicaments and unexpected misfortune. So I heard your love, it's my true essence, reality, my inner nature.
special is that? That is a beautiful song, and that is titled Hope. Everybody, let me introduce, and I'll say great twice, great, great singer, songwriter with a beautiful, majestic voice, Piali Ganguly. Thank you so much for joining me once again on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hello, Apple. Am I speaking?
Hello, Piali. How are you?
Hey. I wasn't sure if I was unmuted. Oh, hello, Russell. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. It is so great to have you back on. If I remember, you were on our first show last year. I just think we're going to lead off every year with you. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. I hope I have a wonderful song for you every year. Well, Happy New Year to you and to Bill, your families, and warm and loving wishes, and Happy New Year to your listeners as well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Wow, you're so welcome. Always lovely to have you on. And 2022, as I mentioned in the open, where has time gone by? It's
I know.
It's just a snap of our finger. It's flying. It's flying, so that's for sure.
Exactly.
Remind everybody, Piali, where you currently reside today.
Currently, I'm still living in Western North Carolina. Yeah, in a little mountain town.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Are you anywhere near Asheville?
Yes. It's 2 hours from Asheville in a little town called Murphy. So I live somewhere there in the mountains.
That's a beautiful part of North Carolina. Yeah, beautiful there.
It's cold right now. Yeah.
I can believe it. Do you have snow on the ground?
We had some snow on Tuesday. I kind of like where we live because all the storms that pass by, at the fringe end of the storms, you know, whether it's rain or snow. So it's just right for us.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, you've been working with a number of collaborations in both writing and also vocals. Tell us about that. Who have you been working with?
I've done a number of songs with a wonderful music producer, composer, John Katie Lindley. Also with Lise, Harmonic Sky, the song Hope is with her, and so many others.
Well, that's great.
But you know what? This year I haven't done too many songs, but just a few a couple. Yeah.
Well, tell me the motivation and inspiration behind Hope. Everyone knows the meaning of hope, but did it have any special meaning for you?
Yes, it does. Let's see what I want to say. There's so much to say, but I'll try to be concise. This beautiful music composition for Hope was sent to me by a really wonderful pianist and composer, Lisa Johnson, whose artist name is Harmonic Sky. And I have always enjoyed her piano compositions, and she named this particular composition Hope and sent it to me a little over 2 years ago. And yes, it took me that long to come up with the lyrics and to sing it, because the composition was structured such that I thought it would make a beautiful instrumental rather than a song sung by a vocalist. So, however, I loved the piece so much, and she kind of kept it with me and told me I could take as long as I wanted. She didn't care, but that she would really love for me to write the lyrics and sing it. So I took up the challenge. And because not only the music is so beautiful, but I loved how it flowed from, how the key changes flowed from one to the other. It wasn't quite typical of what I've been singing so far, with all the collaborations. I really liked the different, chord progressions. And so finally, what you hear is this result. My lyrics are usually mostly inspired by what is called the spiritual teaching, which embodies the truth about the life, the spirit, or what I call the creation energy inside us and the truth itself. And I'm deeply immersed in this study, so because it makes me feel very harmonious and at one moment with the universe, you know, the creation. So it gives me hope for myself and humanity. And this is what I do my best to bring to light in most all my songs that I write. And so it just conjures up these deep feelings, you know. And this very deep feeling is what motivated me to write the lyrics for Harmonic Skies, beautiful composition, Hope. And also in 2 years, I think it's towards the end of 2 years that I reread the poem Desiderata, not the Desiderata that everybody knows about, but this one is written by my spiritual teacher, who's a very wise old man, Billy Edward Albert Meyer, or Bean. And I believe, it's just knowledge that the only way out of misery and hardship is to go within. So Lise, Harmonic Sky, was very patient and very respectful of the time it took me to write and sing this song. And the poem, really, finally, I found it, I read it, it really inspired me to write my own lyrics. And that's it. And I'm just very deeply grateful to her for her patience and very honored to have collaborated with such an amazing pianist and composer. And she
very
also
nice.
Mastered our song. And it was the first time to mix and master our song. And I thought she did an amazing job. What did you think?
I think it's great. And I am familiar with her. I have seen her on Instagram and have listened to her compositions. Okay. She's very lovely, very good.
She's just lovely. Yes, I love her. I'm very happy with the results. I hope everyone loves it too.
You know, from your first vocal note, do you listen to music and get really into someone for like a month or 2 months or 3 months? Lately, I've been listening to Sting, and I'm just captivated by his artistry. And I heard an interview with him, and he said that when he listens
so
to music, he said he needs to be captivated in like 8 seconds to continue listening to a song. That's how I feel about your compositions. Just getting into your music again and listening from the first couple notes, the emotion you display is just off the charts. I mean, it's just wonderful. Is this natural to you, or did that take a while to develop?
No, it is natural to me because when I write my own lyrics, you know, it comes from within. I kind of just get right into it because I'm not just singing for the heck of it, but singing to feel inspired, you know, for myself and for everybody else who takes time to listen to my songs. So it's for everyone. And I think that emotions cannot really be developed, but it is by its very nature, you know, very instant emotions are instant and short-lived. So I go with a lot of feeling that just kind of creeps up, which develops from thoughts and can be sustained and conveyed. You know, the feeling arising from the language of all the songs I write and sing, including this one, Hope, and its essence, is the old manifestation of my own thoughts. So the words sung and spoken gives expression to my feelings when I am perceiving and experiencing, which I'm perceiving and experiencing while singing the song. So it comes very naturally, and it is my hope that we, as well as those who listen to the song, will also receive the feeling and be inspired to live life with hope and not give up. And that's why I like my songs. They all have this message of hope in the end, you know, something to think about.
No, that's a great message, and that's a great advice for our listeners. A question that I don't think I've asked before in an episode, and I think it's very good for vocalists to kind of get an understanding, and I'd like to get your opinion. Do you use any type of training techniques to really keep your vocal sharp? I know I do a couple of things with like stretching, of my face and different things like that. And there's, you know, there's solutions and, I use like, there's a great mixture of honey, coconut oil, and lemon juice that I like to use just to really you know, clear everything and keep your vocals in good condition. Do you have any special advice there?
Well, what you suggested are all very good suggestions, and I do them too. But I also vocalize, which I may have mentioned previously, in the Hindustani classical music tradition as taught by my mother. And but it doesn't have to be Hindustani classical music. It could be Western classical music. But I think that vocalizing using Western classical music or Eastern, it doesn't matter, but classical, you know, it really helps to keep the vocal cords supple, and it stretches. The more you sing, the more it becomes smooth. Some people don't like very smooth voices. They like it rough and, you know, a little bit, say, harsh maybe. But I like to vocalize, and it is important in order to keep it supple. And the voice is also an instrument, as you know, so it requires looking after. Hence, like any instrument, you have the right diet, the right tea, you know, diet of vegetables, fruits, and herbal tea. And keeping talking to a minimum. Okay, I'm talking a lot right now, but usually I keep talking to a minimum. It does help me, and which is, yeah, that's not easy for me, but I tend to stay quiet as much as possible. And also because the voice is made of, you know, for healing and not talking unnecessarily and gossiping and all that. And we sometimes forget about that. So how many times have I found myself babbling and suddenly realizing, oops, I'm talking too much, in the eye of the listener, kind of has that glazed look, you know, like I've already lost the patience, which means I've got to stop. I hope I haven't done that to you. So, yeah, I'm training myself to stay silent or respond with a line, which I'm not succeeding, but, you know, that's important vocal training.
There you go. Well, everybody, we're going to play another great track from our guest tonight, Piali Ganguly. This is another great one, and this is titled Sun.
The world of sky.
That's another great track from our guest tonight, Piali Ganguly. That is Sun. What a wonderful and beautiful story. You know, we're all storytellers. Tell us the inspiration, Piali, behind Sun.
Yes, when I heard this beautiful music composition from the award-winning music producer, I really like his music. His, you know, he's a wonderful human being as well, John Katie Lindley. And I've done quite a number of songs, collaborated on a number of songs with him. And this was one of the most recent ones. And when he gave me this music composition, I was listening to it, and I was also going through the photo and video albums, you know, home family video albums. And I was watching one video of my son swimming in the lake. And I said, this song is dedicated to my son, who is an autistic young man and a real joy and a blessing to me and his father. We were told by one of the middle school psychologists that he would end up in an institution because he could not articulate and express himself and did not understand concepts, et cetera, you know. But my son has proven everyone wrong. He has had some good help from a wonderful private teacher when we were living in California, and also his own ability to work hard, you know, to really make it. And today he's a handsome young man with whom having a conversation is a joy. He has his own way of expressing himself, and we've learned to listen to him instead of trying to teach him how to speak in our way. We learned how to listen to him so we understand his way of expressing himself. And so that's really wonderful. And he's our teacher. And he's more our teacher than we are.
That's beautiful.
And
what, a beautiful, what a beautiful
and
story.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story.
And it's for just not for my son, but it's also for all the other young people out there, you know, children and adults with autism and other special needs. So it was a joy to collaborate on this song with John, and here we are, you know. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Let's talk about song composition and the construction of a new song. What is the first thing that comes to mind to you? You know, I want to think of a melody, a title, start to write lyrics. Where do you start first?
I really don't know. It depends, you know, like what comes first. For me, there's nothing binding. So sometimes the lyrics come first, sometimes the melody, sometimes both together. Of course, with collaborations, the music is always sent to me first. And if they're beautiful, I agree to it, and it inspires me to write the lyrics from within. So that's how I do it, you know. I don't know. It just didn't come out in any which way.
Yeah, it varies. Yeah. Well, we have a bonus track, everybody, and a third song from our guest tonight, Piali Ganguly. And that's another vocal. This is a vocal collaboration with Lloyd Walker. And this is another great song. This is called Time to Shine.
Today, I must be strong.
Song, that's Piali Ganguly and Time to Shine with Lloyd Walker. Time to Shine and Hope, those are great themes for the upcoming year. How did the collaboration, mm-hmm. Piali, come about with Lloyd?
Well, Lloyd is Lloyd Walker. He's a very old and not a very old, I mean, he's an old and very dear friend of mine. If he's listening, he's like, what do you mean very old? No. He's a very dear friend of mine, and our friendship goes back almost 30 years. And we had lost touch in between for 10 years, And then when we connected again after all those years, it was like no time had passed at all. And he has this very beautiful, wonderful, deep, rich speaking and singing voice, and I always wanted to sing a song with him. So when John, who, as you know, is a fantastic producer and composer, and he also has a very good singing voice. So when John gave me, when I actually heard this song, the music, just the music, which John had called Time to Shine, I approached him and I said if I could sing that song. And he very kindly gave me the permission to write the lyrics and to sing it. And I invited Lloyd. And Lloyd, you know, to my delight, absolute delight, he accepted. He accepted and helped me hone the lyrics also. And so with John producing this collaboration, we had a winner. So it was an honor to you and a real joy to collaborate with Lloyd and John on this song. I was very happy that, you know, Lloyd sang this song with me. So that's it.
Very nice.
The lyrics have to be, you know, the lyrics have to be of hope, right? I mean, it has to be something wonderful.
Yes.
To keep people up.
Time to Shine and Hope, that
it
has to be the theme for this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a few minutes left, and a closing question I like to ask every week. If there's an artist beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
To remain honest with oneself, to read the fine print of a contract before signing it. And while ambition is very good, I would advise them to not get lost while navigating the dark alleys of the entertainment world. Work hard, stay true to yourself, be proud of your uniqueness. Now, this is really important. You must be very confident and proud of your uniqueness and express that, because there is only one you with that one unique voice that goes with it, and which only you can bring it out, you know. Via your voice or any other instrument of your choice. So that's very important to know that you can do it.
Yeah, great answers, great answers.
Yeah.
Piali, please tell our listeners where they can find you on the web and also social media.
Facebook. My songs can be found on my Facebook song page. My Facebook page is actually called Song Page. That's what I call it. And on all the major music streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, Deezer, etc., etc. And there are many Indian artists, by the way, with the same name as me. And if people cannot distinguish the faces, you know, I hope they will be able to among all the Piali Ganguly. So I hope that our listeners will remember my songs and face and find me somehow in the world of digital music, and hopefully will enjoy them. And many of my songs are collaborations with amazing independent artists, musicians, and songwriters. And each of those songs are special to me as well. Yeah.
Well, Piali Ganguly, you are a truly a captivating artist, and I mean that with all sincerity. Incredible, beautiful voice. I love the fact that you're a storyteller. I love being a storyteller too with every one of your songs.
Yes.
And start to finish, we know what the song is about with deep emotion and passion. It's wonderful. It's all we have time for tonight, but I want to thank you so much for taking your time again, being my guest, and open invitation, my friend, anytime you'd like to be on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Russell, for this time with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you again, and Happy New Year. Have a great 2022.
You too. Yes. And thank you, Bill, if you're listening, if you can hear my voice. Okay.
Have a good night. Thank you, Piali.
You too. Have a lovely night, and talk to you soon.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Everybody, please Google search and support Piali Ganguly. You've just heard her music. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Please purchase her music. Go on all the platforms, as she mentioned, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Buy her music. If you'd like to be a guest for a future episode, please send me a track, russellfoisy@gmail.com. We play all genres, A to Z. Okay, we don't leave any out. I would love to hear your sound. My name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Look forward to every episode. I just love doing this show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, stop the end. Get a friend's opinion.